welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. The Lord gave me a scripture to share with you today, and that's found in John 14:1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Those are the words of Jesus. And the day and the hour in which we're living in, there's such uncertainty and turmoil, concern about the future. There's like a dark cloud hanging over the heads of people. And as we look at God's Word, we can see, and I'm not going to spend time really turning or reading from that chapter, but I trust you remember the prophet Habakkuk. He lived at a time of national catastrophe. What was happening? Well, Judah was getting ready to be invaded by the Chaldeans, and yet he knew the secret of abiding joy. In chapter 3, he talks about the mighty works of God, what God had done for Israel in the past, the deliverance from Egypt, the subduing of the nations of Canaan, even the sun and moon standing still so that God could complete his victories. If God had wrought such mighty miracles in the past, wouldn't he do it again? Beloved, let's stop in our own lives and think of the times that God has delivered you and saved you and spared you and made a way when there seemed to be no way. He doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And for Habakkuk, the strength and vitality of the spiritual man surge through his soul, and his faith triumphs in the confidence of the Lord. Even though the fig tree fails to blossom, even though the harvest withers, even though sheep and cattle die, though everything physical and material fails, beloved, faith in God cannot fail. And as God's people, we have to believe this. Habakkuk plainly says, yet, in spite of all this, I will rejoice in the Lord. The abiding joy we have is that joy of anticipation, of progress, that things are not going to stay the way they are. He will make our feet like hinds' feet as we climb from one high place of grace to another with sure-footed confidence. And beloved, when you can get a hold of this, adversity cannot destroy this kind of joy. What was Habakkuk's secret? Well, the answer is found in verse 19, the Lord is my strength. Beloved, we need to pray for one another, for our nation, for the body of Christ, that there would be peace and comfort and strength of the Lord during these difficult times. With all the things that surround us, the things that make demands on us as God's people, we need to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. As never before, we must be witnesses of the great salvation of our God. Praise the Lord. I just want to stop and just pray for you right now. Whatever you're going through, let's ask the Lord to just enter into that situation. Father, we invite you by faith into those areas, Lord, that the enemy has been harassing and hindering. And Lord, the areas that have been difficult for us to walk through, Lord, the valley places, Lord, we're just thanking you right now that you're going to make a way. You'll provide where there seems to be no provision coming. You will make a way, and you will undertake, and you will take the small amounts, and you will multiply it, Lord, even as you did the fishes and loaves for that young boy when that multitude gathered to hear Jesus preach. Lord, you worked a mighty miracle. And so, Lord, I'm asking, especially, Lord, those that are struggling financially, that you're going to move in a sovereign, supernatural way. You will extend their finances, but also I call forth unexpected financial blessings, Lord. Give them spiritual wisdom in how to manage their finances and the things that pertain to that. But, Lord, thank you that it is your will that we prosper and be in health as our soul prospers. You are the Lord who takes pleasure in the prosperity of your servant. I thank you for it, Lord. For the Lord would say, I will arise, says the Lord, and I will shake myself as a mighty man of war. I am your peace, and I am your defense. So be not troubled, for I am with you and compass you about with my shield of protection. My ministering angels are stationed around them that fear my name. My love hides you from harm. You shall not fear the arrow that flieth by day, nor the terror by night, as my word declares. For in the time of trouble I will hide you in my pavilion. In the secret of my tabernacle shall I hide you. I will set you up upon a rock. I am the rock of refuge for my people, and though the storms may come, and though the winds may blow, and the rains beat fiercely, your house shall not fall, neither shall it be swept away by the flood, for you shall continue to stand and abide and rest in my joy, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. You know, in a personal way, and I've been experiencing that over the last several months. There's really been some real major breakthroughs in my life in personal ways. And I'm believing those same breakthroughs to happen in the lives of UCM partners. I regularly pray and fast for you. And I'm just believing, God, that the things we've been asking God for, we're going to see come to pass and not delay. You know, one of my favorite scriptures is found in Philippians 2:13. Which is, for it is God which worketh in you, beloved, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. The Living Bible translates that verse this way, for it is God who is at work within you so as to will and to work for his good pleasure. And so I've been praying personally and for God's people, the partners, in the area of our will. You know, that's one of the greatest gifts that man has been given, free will. It's a will to serve God or serve ourselves. We can make the choice. As children of our Father, of course, our delight is to do His will. However, the Lord has been dealing with me that for many of His precious ones, many of God's people, their will has been kind of frozen. It no longer senses the purpose of exerting itself. Sometimes prolonged trials will produce that state of inertia, if you will, of an inability to actively pursue the promises of God. We're kind of just holding on in survival mode. Can anyone relate to that? Feeling ineffectual, defeated, hopeless. That's a state the enemy of our souls delights to keep us in, whether from fear or perhaps from a growing sense of personal irrelevancy. When we deny the will, beloved, we are giving up hoping for better things. We have no goals. And where there's apathy, there is a denial of will and disbelief in deliverance. Depression is a result when we refuse to use the will to live and to enjoy ourselves. What does 1 Timothy 6 and 17 say? Trust not in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. The Lord, however, He wants to stir up, beloved, your hopes and dreams that He's divinely deposited within you. And how do we do that? Well, He wants us to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, and to look forward to the things to come, and to imagine ways to obtain them with His inspiration and guidance. He wants us to actively partner and join our will to His will. That's His plan for us, for His mature sons and daughters. It's not just enough to seek His will, but the abundant life that Jesus spoke of involves, I believe, partnering with our divine yoke fellow, which is Jesus. You know, His yoke is easy, His burden is light. He wants us to seek Him daily, to determine to show forth His grace and to bring glory to Him. that wonderful scripture that Jeremiah spoke, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." And, you know, I'm excited to pray this way for UCM partners, for you, the radio listeners, because I feel a renewed will is as a key to open the doors of spiritual as well as natural opportunity. Yes, I know there are seasons in our lives, but for those who are listening closely to what the Spirit is saying right now, I believe those will experience a time of fulfillment and satisfaction in God as never before. So, beloved, whatever it is that, you know, has come into your life, and is, you know, when I'm talking about this, I sense there are many of you, you've just dealt with situations that have been of long-standing duration, and that can just wear you down. And so let's pray right now in the few moments that I have left before I bring the broadcast to a close. And let's believe God. Lord, you see that you have given to man the wonderful capacity to choose. Lord, you said, choose this day whom you will serve. And Lord, we choose to follow you. We choose to acknowledge you as Lord and God and supreme Creator and Father of all, who is worthy of all praise and honor and glory. Lord, I do thank you right now that those whose will have been kind of immobilized by the trials and battles, those who feel that they've just kind of been in survival mode, Lord, I ask that you would do a mighty work, Fathers. Touch them deeply from the inside out. Lord, it's got to happen on the inside. They've got to feel you, hope and faith arise in their hearts. And I release that right now by the spoken word of faith and in the name of Jesus, that your will shall be restored to be able to actively function and partner with the will of God for your life at any given moment. Father, in the name of Jesus, I release this. I release them from bondage and lies and deception of the enemy, and I release them, Lord, into the fullness of your good pleasure for their lives in Jesus' name. Praise God. Well, it's been a joy and blessing to minister to you. The time has just flown, and I want to now just let you know that if you have a need, please feel free to share those needs. The announcer will give you our contact information. I look forward to hearing from you. It's always a joy to hear from a new listener. The announcer will give you that contact information. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.